Can I help you?
Hello, my name is Secret. Returning your call from customer support. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
31510.
Can you give me your first and last name?
Can you tell me where you're calling from?
Hey, well, we are a third-party call center that represents many of different products.
Different products? You mean Best Gadget?
May I have the first and last name so I can get the account located, ma'am?
Are you from Best Gadget? Before I give you any information.
Okay, ma'am. Well, we are a third-party call center. We do handle customer support for a variety of online vendors.
Okay. My name is Judy Davis, and somebody has charged some money against my account, and I'm trying to find out what it is and why they did it.
Okay, for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
I guess it's 234 Floyd Street, Alma, Georgia.
Thank you. And I see that you ordered our dash cam on February 4th, paying $7.45 for shipping and handling.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, so this was a welcoming gift for you joining our Consumer Direct Savings Store, where you only had to pay the shipping and handling. In the terms and conditions, it did stay within the next 48 hours. You will be billed $49.97. That starts month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadget Club on the web.
Take it off. I don't want no $49 charged to my account. Are you listening?
Okay, ma'am, so what I can go ahead and do for you is issue you a 35% refund. This also cancels out the account to prevent all future charges.
Okay, 35%? What
correct.
Do you mean 35%? How much is that?
Okay, that's $17.49.
No, I want the whole $49 split back. I didn't agree to that.
Okay, ma'am. Well, in order for you to place this order, you would have had to agree to our terms and conditions. Now, the best that I can do with you agreeing to them is a 50% refund. You should see it back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. And just give me one moment, and I'll provide you with the cancellation number.
How much is 50%?
$24.99.
Why can't I get my $49 back? Because I didn't agree to it.
Okay, ma'am. Well, in order for you to place this order for the dash cam, you would have had to agree to the terms and conditions.
I didn't agree to that. All I thought I was having to pay was $7.45.
Well, I do apologize that the information went unnoticed, ma'am.
That's right. And I'm not paying the $49. I'll call the bank right now and put a stop on it.
Okay, well, it wouldn't be necessary because these are valid charges. Your bank, they're going to get in contact with us, and we're going to issue them the terms and conditions that you agreed to. And they will only issue you a credit pending the investigation, and then we will receive that money back.
Okay, so I'm only going to get $24 back.
Okay, but just let me talk to my supervisor to see what else I could do for you.
Okay, do it right now.
Just give me one moment, ma'am.
Yes.
Still here, just bear with me one moment.
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. So my supervisor did get back with me, and she did state that I can go ahead and issue you that full refund as a one-time courtesy. You should see it back into the account within 3 to 5 business days, and I have the cancellation number for you. That's C as in Charlie.
Okay, wait just a second. Now what now?
C as in Charlie.
Yes.
2589. 37.
Wait a
Nine,
second.
nine.
Wait a minute. I'm writing it. 2589. Okay.
37.
Yes.
997.
Okay, what about the $7.45? That's a loss.
That was for shipping and handling, ma'am.
Okay, so the camera's still coming or not?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 25, 2589, 37, 997.
Correct.
Okay. And when will the camera get here?
Let me see. Okay, it shows the expected delivery is February 12th.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.